And then we knock off the fears on the way up, amen, instead of the way down. That's just go after it. What happens if you die? Oh, I go to heaven. Why are you afraid of that? I don't know. Well, let's find out. How do you see God? What do you think heaven's going to be like? Yeah, and so you bring truth to that, amen? Then when they're not afraid to die anymore, so they're not fighting to not die, but they're fighting to live and glorify God. There's a big difference in fighting not to die and fighting to live. I mean, let's be real. The apostles thought it was better to die because they knew Jesus. They knew heaven was going to be awesome, and they knew this world stinks in comparison. And the only purpose to keep living was because they hadn't finished doing what God had for them to do for God's glory. Their whole thinking was faith-based and not fear-based. So most of our thinking, a lot of times, even in the church teaching, it's fear-based. Say this. By his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed. A few minutes ago, you were saying by his stripes they're healed. Now they're not. And now you're changing it to... This was God's will. No, this is spiritual warfare. And I'll say this because this was powerful. When a good friend of mine recently died, Dwight, who fought to the very last minute for his life. Amen? And you're supposed to fight the good fight of faith. If I go out before I'm supposed to, I want to go out fighting. Amen? I want to go out causing as much damage to the enemy as I can. But more than that, falling more and more in love with Jesus than I ever thought possible, which will cause more damage to the enemy than you can imagine. Amen? Yeah. But the Lord gave me this really cool little vision. I know I've shared this, but it was really cool because sometimes we can get almost pharisaical about truth to where we don't have compassion. And then we're like, well, you know, then we got to know why and where did they miss it and how this happened. Who cares? It's none of our business, to be honest. But here's the bottom line. The Lord showed me we're on the playground. Our Heavenly Father takes us to the playground, and he puts us in the playground when we get saved. We love the swings. We love the slide. We don't want to leave the playground. We just love our life in God. It's so great. There's a few critters that try to come in there that we got to stomp out and everything, but we love the playground. But when we cross from the playground, when we die, we cross out of the playground. That's good. It's an awesome place. God's given it to us. The goodness of God is experienced and tasted in the playground called life. Amen? If we're born again. But when we actually lay down these bodies, we go directly to Disney. And if you've never been to Disney, think of Busch Gardens or Word of Country, but magnify it even more. And if you want to think about heaven, like, I've only seen a little bit of it in a vision, but I'm guaranteeing you it makes what Walt Disney came up with look weak. Amen? But the whole time we're still, as Christians, fighting to stay on the playground because we're afraid to leave the playground. Where the early believers, the apostles, they weren't fighting to stay on the playground. They wanted to go to heaven or Disney. They knew God. They knew how great it was. They didn't mind dying. They even said, it's better for me to die, but it's more profitable for me to stay because there's still things I need to do. Amen? And so the whole mentality was not fear-based, but faith-based. So you have to deal with that. And Lord, show me. So we should really celebrate when any believer of any age gets out of the playground and gets to go to Disney or heaven. You know what I'm talking about. Amen? At the same time, we can't, until we catch on, we're in the playground and it's good, then we're just trying to escape life through death. God doesn't want me to escape life through death. He wants me to live life, dead to self, and understanding the goodness of him. Amen? He wants me to learn all that I can learn about him here. He wants me to be changed into his glory here. He wants me to live my life here, falling in love with him. I mean, that's what it's about. Falling in love with him here till he becomes everything. And when he becomes everything, there is no fear to dying. Amen? And so when you minister, you have to go back to that deepest fear. So say, okay, well, I'm not afraid to die then. Okay, pass that. But I'm afraid, what will happen to my children? I say, well, God's big enough to take care of your children. God can bring another godly woman into your husband's life and raise your children in God. Don't worry, you'll be married to Jesus. You'll be all right. You'll be looking at perfection. You won't think about blenders and stuff anymore. It'll be good. Amen. And so you just have to, and I just say this, but the truth is you have to get out of fear into faith. That seems to be the message today. That seems to be one of the most powerful points that God wants to make today, because you can't be a victim when you're living in faith. You can't be a victim when you're living in faith. You can't hear condemnation when you're living in faith. And so pretended faith, we'll talk about like on Tuesday, but it's a hiding place. It's a place of being blind by taking God's word and in fear trying to make it work. I totally understand it. I did it even after I gave myself to the Lord completely, got such victory when my daughter died and got such healing. I still had to keep walking walking on my salvation, fear and trembling. But I tell you, there was about 5 years when my son was so sick that it was pretended faith, and I thought it was real faith. And I was so full of fear and pride that my son would have to have any kind of medicines, because I knew God's a healer. Why would my son need medicines? You know, I've seen healing, I've seen deliverance and all this stuff, but it was pride. It was like me wanting him not to be on any kind of medicine so I look spiritual. Plus, I also didn't want him on medicine. I didn't want him in and out of hospitals. I mean, there's the true, you love your child, you don't want to go through that part, amen? But you got to tear all that down. And for me, pretended faith really hit the dust. And I know some of you have heard this before, but this is so important. Some of you are in situations and you never seem to really get the victory. And you go over and over and over and over and you're just wearing your little self out. Because you haven't yet really dealt with the fear. Grow in your faith to trust God with it for real. Some people, it's an all or nothing. Either I'm in charge and we're doing this and I'll say the word and I'll do whatever, or God's in charge. But it's really complacency. It's really growing weary. It's really giving up. The way it really works is, God, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't say how it has to be done. I can't say when it has to be done. I got to get rid of delusional thinking that says it's going to be done by this date. And I got to get rid of delusional thinking that says, you know, this is how it's going to be. And I just got to let go of all of it. I can't make the money come in by the 15th of the month. You know, come money, come pay bills. Come on. And if it came in, you go, oh, thank you, glory to God. Look what I prayed in. Oh, Lord, in his mercy. So true faith begins when we end. And I got handed to some of us. I mean, y'all can hang in there like the best of them. You could be on a rodeo bull and you be up there winning. Step away from the bull. Step away from the bull. He's not asking you to ride him, okay? He's asking you to come over into the place of peace, where there's no worry, where there's no care, where faith has revealed that God is bigger than your problem. Is there anybody in the room who has a problem bigger than God? If we put all of our problems together, they would still not be bigger than God. If the entire world put all their problems together, it would still not be bigger than God. When your problem still needs you to do something, you are in pretended faith. When you enter into real faith, there is a peace that passes all understanding. There is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus becomes your focus and not your problem.